Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Retro Gamers Podcast, episode number 351. Larry here.
And Anthony, way over here.
Oh my gosh, so far, I feel like there might be a delay, almost like, you know, like when news anchors talk to people out on the field.
Right, yeah, like you should wait about 20 seconds before I respond.
Which I don't understand why the news has it so delayed. We're on Zoom and we're good to go, but like news anchors, they just, you gotta wait like 7 seconds.
I know. I guess maybe, well, they don't transmit through Wi-Fi. I don't know.
That's true. That's true too. So we both are kind of in a interesting situation, but I'm only about, I don't know, 5 feet from where I normally record.
Yeah, I'm about, I didn't even do the math to figure out how far I am exactly. Am I 8 or 10,000 miles away right now?
I think 10,000 might be. I don't even think the Earth is 10,000. Well, it could be, but no, you're far away. So
I don't know. I'm about, yeah. Let's say like 5 or 6. I'm about 5 or 6 thousand miles away from you right now.
You're actually in the future.
I am. I actually, as we are recording this, it is tomorrow where I am, whereas it is today where Larry is.
Yes. So tell me what the lotto numbers are, because I really need the help.
Yep. So the lotto numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's amazing. That's the exact same combination I have on my luggage. Wild.
Yeah. See, it's all about the luggage.
It really is. I'm going to give her back her old nose. Anyway. So we got a fun episode going on this week. But first of all, I want to talk, Ant. Did you even have an opportunity to find anything? I don't know if you want to tell people where you are, but is, you know, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, I'm currently sitting in Malaysia.
Okay.
You know, which is the best of all the Asias, I guess. I don't know.
It's the most Malay of it.
My joke was better. So I'm currently traveling. I'm in Malaysia right now. I've unfortunately not found any store that sells video games. But I also haven't had an opportunity to really go out and venture out and see stuff because, you know, I'm doing work related stuff here.
You're busy.
Yeah, exactly. I can't tell my job. I'd be like, can you guys hold on for like 2 or 3 hours? I gotta go find a video game store.
Just give me one of these things.
Yeah. Haven't had a chance to really venture out much. Okay. Although, you know, the travel time, which was a lot, did give me some time to at least play some video games.
Oh, that's great. Right. You kind of mentioned that last week anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, part of the reason why I was able to fully complete Super Mario Odyssey and Zelda Breath of the Wild was because when those came out, I was traveling back and forth to Asia. So I would literally just sit on the plane and just play them like crazy. I decided to take advantage of my time traveling, and I started playing Super Mario RPG on Switch.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yep. Having fun with it. I love the reintroduction of it to me, and just like going through the same story where I'm like, now I'm remembering like the moments.
Oh, that's awesome.
Great. I'm not that far into it. Like I just recruited Malo. I just got the first of the 7 stars.
Oh, wow. So, okay. So you're already way ahead of me. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, well, again, I, you know, put me in a metal tube for, you know, however many hours. That's going to happen. So doing well with it so far. And of course, absolutely loving it. Was also loving the, I don't remember if we talked about, I think we talked about in our retro news last week, that the director of that always wanted to do a sequel, and he wants to do a sequel, and I would love to see a sequel.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Yeah, I read something about it where he wanted to go back and do a sequel, where, again, just Mario is the star of the RPG, because, you know, Luigi's usually always attached to Mario.
So. And those games on the Game Boy Advance, Mario and Luigi, started with Superstar Saga, Inside Bowser Journey was another one. Those games were fantastic, don't get me wrong. And they were kind of like, not pseudo sequels, but just like Super Mario RPG, like, was that launching platform for those games for Paper Mario. Like, we're getting the remaster or the remake of the Thousand Year Door.
Yes.
So, but it's kind of cool to get back in there. And again, even though I just started RPG again, Super Mario RPG, you're right. You kind of get a little bit of that muscle memory starts to come back. And the joy of remembering playing it way back when on the Super Nintendo.
Yes. So, yeah, so it's just really, it's just really cool to, play through RPG again.
Awesome.
I'm definitely having fun with that. I haven't started Wonder. I have it. I haven't started it.
Okay.
And I also picked up, I showed it off last week at Hyrule Warriors. Yeah. So I have that one on my Switch too. So I have a whole bunch of games that I want to start playing. but I think, because I said, and I'm, but I'm the type now, like, because I started RPG, I'm going to play my way through that before I start Wonder.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I kind of, that's kind of,
well, also, the other thing too is, when I get through a certain amount of RPG, I have to take a break because now I'm playing that stupid watermelon game that you're playing.
Yes.
And Jack is playing. And everybody's playing.
Oh my God. So, and every, the world's playing.
I know. So every time I feel like I need to take a, like, all right, I need a break from RPG, I just play a few rounds of Watermelon Game.
I forgot the proper name of it, but yeah, we call it Watermelon.
I believe it is called Suika.
Something like, yes.
Yeah. S-U-I-K-A.
I think they're at I think they had 4 million downloads recently.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah, it's a game so much fun. And you're right. It's a game like when I'm getting ready for work and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. Like, I'll pop on the Watermelon Game for like 3 or 4 rounds, just kind of calm me down, and then I'll get frustrated for the rest of the day.
You know, it's almost like playing a calmer Tetris.
Okay, I can see that. Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah, there's no real, like, it doesn't change. There's no real sense of urgency where it's like, oh no, they're falling down faster. It's like, you know, it fills up, and you're like, oh crap, I'm gonna lose. But like, I never feel like there's no tension when I'm playing this game. Yeah, it's just, when am I going to make a friggin' watermelon?
Which I have yet to get. I've yet to get a watermelon.
I have not yet.
The strawberries are the worst.
Oh, no, I don't like the cherries.
Strawberries are the worst. For those watching on YouTube, you might see me look down every now and again. And hopefully Anthony doesn't show anything off, because I have my camera way away from my laptop. So every now and again, I'm looking to
Anthony. I can't show off what I did purchase, even though it's not video games?
You can. I'm just, then for the people watching at home, you're gonna get a side.
I'll show off what I purchased so far here, because my favorite part about coming to Asian countries is the food.
Okay.
And specifically, their prepackaged baked products to me are always the best.
So
a butter twist.
Oh my God, I don't even know what a butter twist. I didn't even heard of a
butter twist. It basically looks like a cruller.
It does.
But it's just absolutely amazingly delicious.
You're gonna come back looking like the size of me.
Oh yeah, no. When I come here, like I can't control myself with the baked goods. This is called a thousand chocolates.
I'm getting diabetes just watching this.
Yeah, it's just a chocolate croissant, basically. But the quality of them is just amazing. And then this one you probably like, but this is a red bean bun, which is amazing.
I've heard of them. I've never had them. Those aren't popular here.
Unbelievable.
Here in America, if you ever come and visit.
Hey, I was there for like 2 weeks. I am notorious when I come here for finding all of the bakeries. I find all the bakeries up on baked goods. I just can't help myself. And granted, it's a whole weight gain issue.
Tell me that.
But at the same time, you walk everywhere here. So.
Oh, okay. So it kind of offsets.
Yeah, you kind of offset it because, there's a lot of walking involved here. So I don't feel as guilty when I eat these things.
Fair enough. Not like me when I'm crying if I put away a full pizza. So.
When I get home, I'll do that. I'll eat it and I'll be like, it won't be the same thing where it's like, oh no, I'll walk it off. It's like, no, I just gained 3 pounds.
That's another show, but very cool nevertheless, though. And I can only imagine what all that tastes like. So I'm sure it's really good.
Delicious is the word.
Yes. All right. So, well, very cool purchases nevertheless.
Thank you.
No problem. And I have a couple of things actually are on their way, have come in. So a lot of things are happening to the point where this weekend, because we're recording, well, I'm recording on a Friday, Anthony's recording on a Saturday. I have to yet again rearrange my gaming systems because two new systems, well, one's here, one's on its way.
Okay.
So first of all, I will now say to the world, you're welcome. Because this morning when I woke up, December 1st, right? I went on to X and I went to Analog and I messaged or tweeted Analog, right? Because there's no Xing. I tweeted Analog.
Are they selling another pocket?
No, but there's something else. They're selling a white pocket dock. I didn't even know they were doing. So that one came out of nowhere. But okay. In any event, I tweeted them. I'm like, hey, Analog, it's December 1st. You got 4 weeks now to start shipping the Duo because they said they would ship in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, maybe 5 hours later, all of a sudden, a message on Analog, we will be shipping the Duo before Christmas.
Nice.
So you're welcome for the 12 of us who have pre-ordered the Duo, because I'm pretty sure it's still available. Unlike the pockets that fly off like those Danishes.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, yeah. So between your Duo and my Ultra 64 module, we're going to have a very retro Christmas.
We sure are. And then I got an email, like verifying the address. And it says you have until December 8th to make a change to an address. So I'm assuming my stuff is shipping on the 9th of December. So we'll...
It was in my retro news, but they just announced it's going to be December 11th, the shipping date.
Oh, even better. Sweet. Because I didn't see that. How'd you learn that? You don't have it on order.
Well, I'm in the future.
Oh, that's true. You're right. Duh. Stupid me.
you'll see that news tomorrow.
Oh, man. I'm sorry for my laughter, folks. I cannot move away from the mic, but that was funny. But nevertheless, yeah, that's shipping soon. And also they said the Analog Pocket adapters, which is the Lynx, the TurboGrafx Express, if you will, and the Neo Geo Pocket, those will ship in February.
Oh, nice. Okay. Very
cool. So hopefully, yeah, eventually, right? So that's what's on its way. But what we're doing today, and one of the reasons why I'm in this kind of position in my apartment, is that I got finally, probably to the chagrin of some, to the moans of others, I knew it was coming.
Yep.
The Atari 2600 Plus.
Ooh.
Yes.
Finally showed up. Yeah, I like how you're looking at it now, literally, like about a week after I was looking at my original Atari 2600 that I have.
But yours will not hook up to an HDMI TV. Mine will.
I can make that work.
Well, here's what it actually looks like, which looks familiar to a lot of people.
Now, here's a question. Yeah. Does it play OG cartridges?
Oh, we're going to get into that in a little bit. Don't worry.
Okay.
So this is the Atari 2600 Plus. Well, actually, I can talk now. It will, yes. It takes legacy carts. There it is right there. So that's the whole thing. This is not, unlike the VCS, if you will, which is all digital.
Red.
This is all physical. The VCS is alive and well and currently like 40% off on Atari.com if you want one.
Well, for good reason.
The craftsmanship on this, I got to say, first of all, it looks gorgeous. I mean, it looks like the original.
Yeah, no, it does look really good.
Yes. Has all the buttons and the switches and whatnot.
Yep.
Of course, the newness is all on the back. So you have your
ports. Yeah, that little HDMI port does not belong there.
The HDMI port, controller ports, it's on USB-C, which is always good.
Very nice.
And a couple of pieces that I thought was interesting. One, you can change it from 4.5. No. 4. Oh, my God. I need glasses. Widescreen to standard. We'll say that.
Okay.
And then it's got the two difficulty switches. But for some reason, I got to look into this. There's two of them, which I don't understand. Oh, for player one and player two. Never mind. See, there's those two.
Oh, yeah. Each player can have a different difficulty level.
Yes. I just put two and two together on that. So, yes, very cool. So this is the unit itself. Okay. What it came with is an old school Atari controller. I mean, this very is nice. Retro controller.
Minus the wire. Oh, it is wired. Okay.
No, it's wired. In fact, it's OG.
OG wire too. Nice.
Even though this is a brand new controller, it will hook up like to your original Atari 2600.
That's really cool.
My issue with it though is the cord is fairly short. It will absolutely not reach from like my television to my seat, especially because it's very awkward because you lose a lot of space because the plugs are in the back of the unit.
In the back, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, that's how they were on the original.
And it's funny too because I don't remember that. I mean, I know it was.
Yeah, but you also got to remember. It's like you also got to remember when you played your Atari on your TV.
It was closer.
You were basically committing to sitting on the floor.
Yeah, it's true because I was able. I was able to. Yes. So nevertheless, though, the quality,
we'll get you a seat that lowers you down to the floor.
I'm getting there. So we brought the dog to the vet. Table goes all the way down and then all the way up. So very good craftsmanship. To get around this, though, I already had, which I've already lost now. I had another controller. Oh, it's on the other side. The Hyperkin actually puts out a really good Atari controller that looks like this. Okay. The Hyperkin actually has two fire buttons and like a 10-foot cord. So
nice.
So those work.
Already on order?
Oh, no, I've had that already.
Oh, you have it. Okay.
So this is what I was using for my Atari. This is the Hyperkin Retron 77.
So that will be going either in the trash or for sale.
This will be, yes, this is now obsolete. And remember, the 2600 Plus plays 26 and 7800. So you do get dual control systems. I do recommend, though, whether you have this controller, the Plus or an original Atari 2600, another mm-hmm. controller by Hyperkin that works out really well. I don't remember what they call this thing. They call it a Ranger. Look at this controller for the Atari.
Oh, wow.
It's like a standard, like an NES controller, if you will, the design.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
And what's cool about it is it's a regular Atari controller, but it's also for the paddle games. It has a paddle on the side. And again, this thing works really, really well, even for old school Atari games. And what's even better is if you're a lefty, or you can push it around and switch it to righty
if you need to. Fancy.
So you can play either way. So I might actually use this, the paddle, the kind of Nintendo-ish controller. But I also ordered separately the paddles.
Nice.
Like the original paddles.
Yeah, now, I have to play Atari games with the old school paddles. There's something about them that are just
100%.
Yeah, there's something about them that it just makes it work so much better.
Now, Ant, because apparently you're better at this than I am, did the original old school paddles come two together with one plug? Because I don't remember that.
Absolutely.
I don't remember that. All right, cool. Well, nevertheless.
I have two or three sets of the OGs.
Why so many?
I have two Atari 2600s.
Oh, okay. Why so many?
Somebody gave me theirs.
Oh, that's true.
Just years ago, so I have two.
And then on top of that, of course, they came with games. The 2600 Plus comes with 10-in-1.
Oh, yes.
And what's awesome is because on the back you have the dip switch.
Yeah, so you got to program the dip switch for the game you're playing.
Exactly. And I like the little sleeves.
The sleeves are cool.
So, and that's the card itself. Whoops.
Very nice.
There we go.
Very nice.
So we got that one, and then the paddle one came with a 4-in-1 cartridge.
So, Super Breakout on there, I assume?
Yes, it's, well, Breakout, Canyon Bomber, Night Driver, and Video Olympics.
Nice.
Those are the paddle games. Real fast, the regular games are 10-in-1. Adventure, Combat, Dodge 'em, Haunted House, Maze Craze, Missile Command. Real sports volleyball, surround, video pinball, and Yara's Revenge.
Ah, very cool.
But I didn't stop there, folks.
That is a very good selection.
Oh, awesome games just right out of the box. But I also purchased, which is awesome because they came in old school boxes, for the 2600 Berserk, the enhanced.
Ooh, now that again is one of my favorites.
Enhanced edition. So it actually has the speech in it, you know, the digitized speech.
Yeah,
so
the one
that
from the arcade. Yeah.
Exactly. But it still has the 2600 look to it. You know what I mean?
Excellent.
So it's like a combination of the arcade and the old school 2600. And then
very
a
cool.
brand new game. Now, this game actually came out this year. So this is a brand new game. It's called Mr. Run and Jump. And it's just basically you just run.
Well, you look interesting.
Yeah, he runs and he jumps. You can buy it on current consoles. What?
I was just commenting on his head.
Yeah, I know. It does look a little weird. Yeah, it looks like a hand, actually. You know, like he's running.
Yeah, sure. That's what it is.
That's what we'll go with. Modern consoles has modern visuals on it. Of course, 2600 is going to have the old school look to it. So,
of course,
that's everything that I came with it. Came with it, and it's real. I don't know. You know, when I set it up, when I opened the box again, I got like a wave of nostalgia because it just instantly reminded me of how it looked. So,
I just do that by taking the older system.
But this hooks up to my TV now. So, so what we're going to do is actually we're going to do a quick, and I'm going to actually flip the camera to my television. And for the first time in God knows how long since we've done something like this, I'm actually going to boot up the system and just show off just a little bit of it. Because really, there's not much to it, but there's really one thing in particular that happens that I know if anyone hasn't seen how this works yet, it's probably going to irk a lot of you. It doesn't bother me, but we'll see what happens. So for us, might be just a couple minutes to set up. For you, it's going to be about, I don't know, 2 seconds. So here we go. All right. So we are back. And as you can see, this is.
I love how your Atari 2600 Plus has a lot of paintings on it.
Very mosaic or Monet, actually.
Yes.
All right. So
that was a very, very bad attempt at a joke.
Yeah. Thank you.
But so, actually, the Atari 2600 Plus looks about right based on the reviews I saw, as it shows no signal.
Oh, shush. So, well, there's no menu to it. So, and right now,
It's a question I wanted to ask.
Go for it.
Does it only play cartridges, or does it have like a menu screen and you can download stuff?
No, that's the. You know what? I have not turned this on without a cart in it. So let's actually find out. Let's see what happens. Here we go.
That'd be good to figure out.
Well, actually, you know what? I'm not going to do that yet because it might give away the thing I was talking about where I said there might be some groans.
That's fine. Yeah, so first, throw the cartridge in.
Here's what I'm going to do. First, I'm actually going to use the multi-cart that it came with. And I put the switches, if I did it right. This should be Yar's Revenge when this boots up.
Oh yeah, this is going to be funny because you have to program 4 dip switches to get the game you want. Larry's going to wind up stuck on Missile Command.
I'm going to accidentally erase the other 9 games.
Yes, there will only be Missile Command for you.
So here we go. Booting up the Atari 2600 Plus in 3, 2, 1. And do I have this on the right signal? I might not have this on the right signal. Uh-oh.
Well, I'm enjoying the painting.
Yeah, thank you.
Paintings are beautiful.
Okay, so let's get my...
That about sums up the Atari 2600 Plus, everybody.
Shut it. HDMI wire was not all the way in. All right. There will be heavy editing at this part. Okay, so turning the console on in 3, 2, 1. There we go.
Ah, there's the Atari logo and your Christmas tree in the reflection.
Yes. Hey, Siri, turn off the tree. Thank you. So here
now
we
I just
go.
See the light. Now I see the lights on you, Miss Pac-Man.
Oh. Hey, Siri, turn off the Christmas lights.
Yeah, just keep turning. Hey, Siri, turn off the Atari.
So this is it, Yar's Revenge. There is nothing to it. This is old school.
Oh, there you go.
Yar's Revenge.
Very cool.
So, plays as it has.
It looks like Yar's Revenge. Actually, it looks more vibrant.
Now, well, yes, because it is a new card. I'm going to die here in a moment. It is a new cart, and these carts, I just don't know if I can change it on the fly, but I don't have my TV set for it because it's usually set to 4:3 for the old school. But these carts will play correctly in 16:9. So if you want to put it on widescreen, yeah, these multi carts will play proper.
Okay. So that's definitely a bonus.
So I'm gonna turn this off. And luckily I don't think you're gonna hear much of the games because Lord knows what YouTube will allow.
Nope, we're back to Monet.
All right, so that's one of the multi carts. Now I'm going to put in a legacy cart. I have one I'm going to grab. One of my favorite games of all time for the Atari, Keystone Capers. Are we going to be able to see it? No, you're not going to see it. So this is an original Atari cart.
All right, so we're talking OG early 80s Atari cartridge.
Real early 80s. Here we go. Turn this on. Now, I don't think it did it with the multi-cart.
Don't forget to blow into it.
Already fixed all that.
Okay, great.
All right. So I turned on the system. Takes a moment. All right. There's the Atari logo. Wait for it.
Very nice.
Wait for it. Loading game.
Oh.
So that's the part I'm talking about.
That's interesting.
So it's no secret. This thing is an emulator. It plays the games emulated. It is not, you know, it's not playing on hardware.
It's not playing off the cartridge.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. So the game plays. Don't get me wrong. Game plays. There it goes. So you know, this is. Yeah, I did. Well, no, actually, you had to reset it on the system. Remember, that's kind of how you started it.
Yeah, the reset button. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So this is me playing. This is me. It still looks gorgeous. Nice. It's still running gorgeous. But that load screen, I know, is going to bug a lot of people.
Yes. but yeah, I mean, it's an Atari. They managed to recreate a console they made 40 years ago for people to buy today.
No, and it's such an amazing idea. If Nintendo, if Sega did this, oh my God, it would be amazing.
But go ahead, keep going.
No, I'm saying I'm putting in the only 7800 game I have, Ms. Pac-Man.
Okay.
Nice. Just to show you again, just to show it off. Only takes a few moments. All right, there's that. There's my laptop right down here in the corner.
Yep. I see that.
You see Anthony?
Maybe I'm loading
that. Yep, there goes the load screen. Very odd, but it looks gorgeous.
Not the end of the world.
No. Again, I don't care. A lot of people will care, and I'm sure a lot of the reviews factor that in. But
you would think if it's, you know, you would think it would just play off the cartridge, since
that's, you know what, it would probably be way more money if it did.
Yeah. So now let's answer my question. What if you turn it on without a game in the system?
Let's try that. I don't think anything's going to happen.
Screen, or do you just get a black screen?
I just turned it on.
Okay. Here we go.
Atari logo.
Yep.
Watch, it's a game. That'd be amazing if it was a game.
It'd be like, surprise, or it's going to say, like, insert game.
Loading game failed.
Okay.
So there you go. That's what happens without.
It's just straight up a cartridge-based system.
Yeah.
You need to, yeah. So it's really, they're appealing to people who actually still collect retro games.
But,
and, you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, thankfully, like, Atari cartridges, because there were so many made there were so many made back in the early 80s, right?
They last forever.
They're actually affordable. You know what I mean? Like, if you wanted 100%. to buy this system, you can come across a slew of Atari games for relatively cheap.
100%. Now I have in the system for the 2600, Pac-Man 4K. This is a homebrew.
Okay.
Here we go. System on.
So Atari, it's going to be like a normal Pac-Man, not the Pac-Man that came out on Atari.
You're not going to know. Oh, you're going to know. Okay.
Yeah, you'll know right away the book.
No, hold on. Truth be told, I was expecting that to not load.
Oh, got it.
So I am actually shocked, and I'm very happy. No, it's original Pac-Man for Atari, but they they jazzed it up while keeping the original look.
Yeah, I was gonna say it definitely moves better.
Yeah, oh, way better. Way better.
Pac-Man actually turns. So it's definitely a better it's definitely a better version of the OG Pac-Man.
I'm gonna try one more game.
Yeah.
This is my copy of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Which is also, well, this was a real game, but not like five were made. So this, you can kind of call it a ROM. Well, this might be
right
as well.
Okay.
I'm all right. So truth be told, one of these games did not load, and I can't remember now which one it was. Atari logo. Loading game, son of a gun. Maybe it does play homebrews then.
There
it goes. It's playing. Well, I don't know then which game it was, but one of them did not load. And I think it's my other, 7800 Pac-Man that didn't load. It's a Pac-Man compilation. So this is the last, I'm actually going to just, I just want to make sure, see if it doesn't load. But nevertheless, Ant, well, I don't know about your honest opinion, but seeing it, obviously you're not playing it, and taking everything into consideration, it's 2023, new televisions don't have old hookups anymore. What are your general thoughts about this thing? Don't forget about the price.
No. I'm not going to talk about the price. I think generally, like I said, it's a console catering to a small market.
Yeah, I think so.
Because again, it's people who actually still want to buy old cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
For what it's worth, it runs fine. Like I said, yeah, it's a little weird. It's a little weird that it runs emulation when you put the cartridge in. I understand, like you said, it would have upped the price point to play off the cartridge, but I just think at this point, if you're going to re-release a console like this, I think it would have just made more sense to do it that way. But again,
Fair enough. So that was the 7800 Pac-Man collection that I tried booting up and it failed. So
and also, like, the other thing to me is like, I feel like if they really had the foresight when they were working on the VCS to just put in the option to play cartridges on it, if you had them or wanted to collect them, they would have never had to take the extra step to make this console.
I don't know. I don't think this would be an extra step, and then we're going to flip the camera back. But I wouldn't consider this an extra step as much as I just think maybe it was just something that was thought about afterwards. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
What I'm saying is, like, that, you know, the failure of the VCS to me could, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like that could have been partially rectified with having the option to play cartridges on it. I'm not saying it would have necessarily helped it, but I think it could have. Like, my concern with this one overall is that I don't see a very viable market for it, because the market's going to be small. It's going to be gamers who still collect retro cartridges. And I don't know how big of a group that is outside of collectors.
Yeah, I don't think that's the thing. I don't think it has to be. It's absolutely not competing with Nintendo or Sega.
Well, but it has to be to garner a profit. You know what I mean? Like, in other words, like, you need to be able to cater to enough people where you know you're going to make money off of this thing.
Well, okay. Well, I'm going to put a positive.
That's the thing I always go back to. I think of the business side of it, where I'm like, can you make a profit off of something like this? I know you said we're not talking about price, and I'm not talking about the price of it either. I'm just thinking in general, like, are there enough people out there who would be willing to buy this knowing that they're going to have to go, like, seek out cartridges for it?
Well, the way I see it, I'll be the yang on the yin and yang. Sorry, Ant. The other Ant. You know, I don't work for Atari, so I'm not concerned about the price. You know, the backside of it. With the profits, I'm just happy they made it. I'm happy I'm able to got my hands on it. And personally speaking, because I've now played it, I love it. And I'm looking forward to actually using it, because I got a lot of cartridges that I'm ready to play. And again, to me, I've talked about this in the past. I like, even if it's something new and has a little twist to it, the fact that it's Atari. It's not a Hyperkin. Mm-hmm. It's Atari that put it out. That's what, to me, makes it this is an original console. And again, that's what I'm looking for. I don't care about emulator. It plays majority of my games. So bottom line, I like it. And folks, if you're out there and you enjoy Atari games and you have some Atari games, I'm telling you, and yes, most likely the price will drop on it soon, but definitely get your hands on this thing. I think it's worth it. And, you know, we'll see what happens down the road. And the VCS is not a failure. It just might not have been up to its full potential.
It's a failure.
All right, folks, I'm going to switch this all back, which is going to go a whole lot quicker for Anthony. We'll be back in a few seconds, and then we'll get ready to move to news. All right. Well, we're back to somewhat normal.
Is this what normal is?
I don't think it was the exact position I had it in originally, but we're going to get ready to wrap this all up. So,
Not just yet. We still got news.
Well, that's what I meant. But that's like the last, that's what leads us into the sunsetting of this episode.
Okay. Got it.
But first, where can people complain to me about why I bought an Atari 2600 Plus and where they'd be there's a load screen?
I want those complaints to come rolling in. Like I want like a tsunami of complaints. and you guys can do that on facebook.com/retrogamerspodcast, on Instagram at retrogamerspodcast, on Twitter at retrogamerspod.
X.
You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can watch us on YouTube at retrogamerspodcast, or you can email us at email@theretrogamers.com.
All right, let's get into it, Ant. Let's talk about some news.
All right, we got some news. I'm going to go through some. I'm going to start with some retro birthdays.
Let's do it.
Again, I didn't do the deepest dive this week because I'm traveling, but I did catch a couple of articles that are worth bringing up. Some special retro birthdays.
Okay.
We are talking. We have two iconic games turning 35.
Oh my God!
One this week and one this month. There wasn't a specific date for the American release of this one.
Okay,
but we are at two very controversial titles as well. Ooh. In their franchises. So we're celebrating the 35th retro birthday of The Legend of Zelda 2, Adventures of Link, and Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest. Both American release dates were in December of 88. December 1st, I think, was Legend of Zelda 2. Castlevania 2, they don't know when in December it came out, so I'm just announcing it here at the beginning of December.
Those two disasters came out 35 years ago on the same month. Wow.
Those two very, very, very questionable games, right? As everybody knows, I love Castlevania 2. Huge fan. Legend of Zelda 2, Adventures of Link, not a big fan. So,
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Not a big fan. No, I was not a fan of the side scrolling portion of it, or the way the overworld worked. It was like a half hearted attempt to switch it to an RPG, but they just didn't commit.
Like so, Castlevania 2.
Yeah, it was a little weird to me. So Castlevania 2 was not an RPG.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
Well, it kind of was, but nevertheless.
Yeah. So anyway, so those two celebrating their 35th retro birthdays. So happy birthday to both of those games. The bigger birthday I want to talk about really quickly. And this was one we would have talked about last week, but either I missed it. I missed it because I was hungover from the holidays or whatever. But it was the Japanese release date. That's why.
Oh, okay.
So November 27th, 1998, Japan released probably the most underrated console ever, with at least in my opinion. So it is the 25th retro birthday in Japan for the Sega Dreamcast console.
Oh yes, I saw.
We
got
it here. We got it here. $99.99.
$99.99. I will never forget those commercials.
Yeah. So it will be 25 years for us next year. But yes. It did come out in Japan November 27th, 1998. So I just wanted to bring that up since it came across my my feed.
We'll definitely talk more about it later in this year. But you're right. I agree with Ian. It's definitely an absolute underrated system.
Completely.
It's wild how it is. But it's got some life back into it. A lot of a lot of indie publishers are putting out new games for the Dreamcast. Yes. So it's got some life to it.
Yeah, it definitely does have life to
or
it.
Second Life.
I will say, like, when I was rehooking up my consoles in my new home, the two that I was most excited about hooking up again were the Nintendo 64 and the Sega Dreamcast. Because
Awesome.
again, those are two of the consoles where I can't play them on my Polymega or my Retro Freak.
No, not yet for one of
I'll be
them.
able to play it on the on the Polymega soon. But just hooking those two up, and I have such fond memories for both of them, specifically because of the multiplayer ability.
Oh,
Because remember,
100%. Yeah.
the Sega Dreamcast also had four ports.
I'm staring at it. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So definitely, I always think back fondly on my Dreamcast. Love it. I remember playing through Code Veronica on that system.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing game. Such an amazing game.
Yeah.
And my Tony Hawk games I played on the Dreamcast as well.
Did
So,
I think, no, I had Tony Hawk on N64. But again, we'll deep dive into it later this year. But oh my gosh,
yeah. But
so many
anyway,
amazing
yeah.
games.
So happy 25th retro birthday to the Dreamcast
Yes.
console. We'll obviously celebrate it properly. September of 2024.
Yes, which
All
will be
right.
here like that.
Yes. So, I'll go. I'm going to go through some quick retro news since
Okay.
Larry was showing off the Atari this week. We
Yeah,
got a
man.
couple of bits. We got a couple bits of Atari news.
Okay.
So Atari on X, formerly Twitter, should still be
Nice.
called Twitter. Atari on X is hosting a Christmas giveaway event.
Oh.
The holiday-themed giveaway is called Cartridge in a Pear Tree.
Love it. I love the
Yep.
name.
So, and how you take part in this, the event will be much like the traditional 12 Days of Christmas Advent calendar. The giveaway
Okay.
event is free to enter. All you have to do is start collecting the entries by following the Atari X account on Twitter, and keep an eye on their posts. And when you
Okay.
see a post that has hashtag cartridge in a pear tree, you need to repost it to your account. And each time you repost it, it gives you like a raffle ticket.
Oh, okay.
And it'll be one post per day running from December 1st to December 24th. You can
Hurry up.
join it. You can join it whenever you want. You don't have to join it on December 1st.
Okay.
And they will choose a winner every day, with the final winner being announced on December 28th.
Okay.
You can win. You can choose between an Atari Club members only jacket.
Oh, I've seen those. Those are nice.
Yep. They'll have sticker packs, patches, a whole bunch of different giveaway items. So
Okay.
if you're an Atari fan like Larry, who just bought the 2600 Plus, I think he was one of
Yeah,
10
man.
people.
How dare you, sir?
So to go with his VCS, that's collecting dust.
A little bit.
Just go to X, check out Atari X, and join the cartridge in a pear tree giveaway.
I'm on it.
The other bit of Atari retro news that I read was, I don't know if recently Atari acquired two different game development companies, Digital Eclipse and Night Dive Studios.
I didn't realize about Night Dive. Okay.
Yeah, and it brought up, and then they, of course, bought Atari Age, which was the
That
website,
idea.
the archiving website. A lot of questions were coming up about what Atari's plans are, because they keep acquiring studios. And the CEO of Atari, Wade Rosen, recently announced that he said
We're shutting everything down.
they're not acquiring studios to compete with the likes of Nintendo and Sony. They said their main focus is always going to be on retro.
Okay.
So they just wanted to clarify that, because people were questioning whether or not, like, they were going to make some type of move into current.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Okay, because I tweeted on X to Digital Eclipse when that got announced that they got bought by Atari. And I'm like, does this mean you're not going to be able to work with other games and other systems and stuff? And to be fair, their response was fairly cryptic. I don't know.
Interesting.
But I guess we'll see
We'll
what
find
happens.
out.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the last bit of Atari news, which I sent to you yesterday, Larry.
Yes, I saw that. Yes.
So the Atari 50 compilation, which to me stands out as probably one of the best compilation
amazing
ever put together, best compilation game ever put together.
Oh, it's wild. I can only imagine what it'd be like to use an original Atari controller on the VCS, but I got it on the Switch, so it's good to go.
Yes. Well, that's because you got it on the Switch because it was never going to come out on the VCS. And then finally, it was finally released on Atari's own console like 8 months later.
It really was. It was late. All joking aside, I love it. The documentaries are amazing.
I think Atari was 51 when the 50th came out on the VCS. So anyway, this was a great little surprise, though, that Atari announced that the Atari 50 game is getting more games via free updates, with 12 of them dropping on December 5th.
That's awesome.
And December 5th is on Tuesday when this episode drops. So if you have the Atari, so if you have the Atari 50, go online today and download your 12 new games. It's not only getting more games, though. They also announced that there's going to be additional concept art and behind the scenes interviews.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Industry legends. Yeah. They're going to be expanding the timeline portion of the Atari 50.
Yep. That's cool. I didn't know that. All right, cool.
Yeah. So that's really cool. They haven't announced which games are coming, but hey, 12 more games. 12 more
Atari. And remember, you know, 26, 52, 78, Lynx, Jaguar. It could be for any one of these systems. So
yeah, it could be for any of the systems. So I'm really curious to see what they wind up dropping.
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool.
So that'll be really cool. All right. Moving on. We already talked about the Duo. Okay. Switching over to Sega.
Sega.
And Larry, I know you're aware of these since apparently the new thing for video game companies is to sign agreements, license agreements with watch companies, because every console, and not only every console, but like, remember we saw those Metal Gear watches too, like, you know, specific games.
1942 watches were beautiful.
The 1942 watches. Okay. Yeah. So now apparently Sega entered a deal with a watchmaker, Anacorn.
Okay.
And they're launching a range of watches based on the Mega Drive Genesis console.
Oh, this thing looks amazing.
Yeah. So there, as far as I can tell right now, there are three different, are there three or two?
Oh, I don't know. I only saw really just the one that looks like
there
a
Genesis. There are three different watches.
Really?
There are three different watches for the, I think, the two different Mega Drives and then the Sega Genesis.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
The watches are going to cost $800.
Whoa. All right. A little more on the pricier side. But for watches, not much higher.
Yep. Just, they go on sale when this episode drops, Tuesday, December 5th at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Tuesday's going to be very busy.
Yeah, Tuesday's going to be busy. So if you have – oh, I got it. It's the three different watches are the Japan, North America, and European release of the console.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, so it makes sense. So if you have if you're Christmas shopping for somebody you love and you know they're a big Sega Genesis fan, here's the perfect gift for them if you don't mind dropping $800 on them.
Or if you're really interested in a fun podcast that you listen to often, because we know we're top one for a bunch of you. We got our Spotify wrap. Maybe one of us wants a watch.
Hey, no, please don't buy us a watch.
No, you can buy me a watch.
Don't buy Larry anything. This is a man who drops money on every console that goes in the trash.
Well, at least we got a topic today.
Yes, we did. That's very true. Yeah, and I wasn't going to help you with a topic because my topic ideas for this week are about as bare as the wall behind me. So
it really is. It's a very boring hotel room.
This side is sparse. The other side actually does have something on the walls.
All right, fair enough.
I'm just not sharing. Okay. So a few other things. One, and this was really an exciting news. So a fan made, again, there are a lot of fan made things going on here, but our friend Rich is going to be happy to hear this. Uh-oh. But a fan created a Super Nintendo version of the original Metroid.
Oh wow!
He ported Metroid from the NES to the Super to SNES. It took him over 2 months.
Okay.
And you can download it on archive.org. Archive.org is where all of the, you know,
for now. The,
yeah, for now, all of the games are located, like all mm-hmm. the preserved mm-hmm. games.
All right. I'll have to get
that. So if you want to play a Super Nintendo version of the original Metroid, it's available in beta form.
Okay.
Go over to archive.org and look for it. It should be there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just a really interesting thing. Because, you know, there have been a bunch of ports going on. Like, you know, there's a there's a Legend of Zelda.
I've seen that. For
Nintendo. DuckTales has one.
I didn't see that one.
Mega Man 2 and 4 both have one. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Okay.
The Infidelity has revealed he's about to start working on it. Yeah. So all four of those are also there as well. Yeah.
All right. Let's check that out.
Yeah. So really, really cool. Here's an interesting bit here. I want to see if this is right. Okay.
Now we're fact checking. Okay.
No. I was trying, the date on this is wrong, and you'll hear it in a minute. But A Boy in His Blob Retro Collection.
Okay.
Will be launching on Steam this Friday. It's already on the PS4, PS5, and Switch.
Yes.
So if you want to play the A Boy in His Blob Retro Collection, it launched on Steam on, according to this article, Friday, November 31st.
Okay. A little behind, but that's okay.
Yes. So, well, there's no November 31st, Larry.
Oh, 31st. Okay, you're right. You got me.
Yeah. We're live. Hey.
Stupid smarch weather.
If you've never played A Boy in His Blob or the Game Boy version, The Rescue of Blobette, you can now play it. You can now download those on Steam. I am still waiting for my limited run games version to show up.
Oh, you ordered it? Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, the PS4 version or like the original NES version?
I think I ordered the Switch version.
Oh, Switch version. Okay, cool.
So, all right, got that. And then the last two bits of news are more, these are more current news, it's not retro news, mm-hmm. but this was an interesting one. Larry's favorite game, Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. So again, this is a very random bit, right? So a Zelda fan, an Ultra Hand wizard. So one of the things about, let me rewind a little bit. One of the things about Tears of the Kingdom that's appealing is that you're able to build things, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you can actually put things together and build things. And people have built like crazy types of houses and stuff like that. Well, this person went a little bit further and not only managed to create a fully functional kaiju monster in the game, and created retaliatory tanks with explosion dust effects, camera angles, and animation. They created a Godzilla movie in Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Really?
Yes.
Now you have my attention.
Exactly. So, and if you go on to, if you go on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, the person's name is Sumo Guri, SUMOGURI 2323.
Okay.
And you can watch Godzilla attacking Laurelin Village with Tears of the Kingdom footage.
I might have to. I mean, tomorrow from when we're recording, I'm going to the theater to watch Godzilla Minus One. I might have to preface that by watching this Tears of the Kingdom video.
Yeah. So if you want to see a Godzilla movie made in Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, go check this out.
Again, Godzilla saves the day.
Yes. And then the very last thing I want to point out, and this is just selfish me because I saw this come out and I'm like, yeah, I'm buying this right away.
Oh,
there is a new RPG that dropped on the Switch on Thursday, November 30th, if I believe that's correct. I don't know
is what that day a real it is. Date?
Yeah, that's a I don't know what day it is anymore. But this game definitely should be owned by everybody. It is an RPG called Cat Tales, Wildwood Stories, and it is a fully cat RPG where you play as cats. Sold.
Oh, is that in? That's a stocking stuffer for you.
Yes, that is definitely a stocking stuffer. It's got like a It's got like a 16-bit like link to the past look to it.
Oh, that actually sounds pretty cool.
Yep. And you can, and you do certain, you know, as the cat, you get to do fun things like hunting, friendship and romance, colony building, combat, gardening. You get, there's a coat studio where you can change your appearance.
Oh my God. Calico, Siamese, change them all. Yep.
And an original soundtrack with over 2 hours of kitten inspired music.
I'm not even going to ask. That's your ballpark. I don't know what that's all about. Yep. So there's it's two available- cats in this world I've loved. I don't know.
It's available to pick up in the Switch eShop for $17.99, and it includes a 10% discount until December 20th. So for all you cat lovers out there, go grab yourself a copy of Cat Tales Wildwood Story on Switch.
You honestly can have a whole section in your new home of just cat video games. Stray would be the top one. You know what I mean? And then just kind of trickle down to like different.
Me, I still gotta get a physical copy of Stray.
You do have a physical copy, yes. One more thing then to mention, just real fast, then we'll wrap this up. Because as if Tuesday wasn't busy enough, you're already listening to us or watching us. And there's a bunch of other things happening. You're ordering a watch on Tuesday. But this Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern time, December 5, we finally get the first trailer for the brand new Grand Theft Auto. It has been announced.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, GTA 5.1.
I am begging for it to be some sort of DLC or something like that, because Frank will flip. He will be so mad because he's been waiting for 6.
No, the trailer will be for GTA 6.
Hopefully, or whatever they're going to call it. So.
But and that's the retro news. That wraps up retro news.
Well, and let's wrap up everything, because I feel like I'm starting to catch up to you in the timeline.
Yeah, no, we can't have that happen. I got to stay in the future.
All right. One final time, man. Where can they find us?
You guys can find us on Facebook.com/RetroGamersPodcast, on Instagram at RetroGamersPodcast, on Twitter at RetroGamersPod. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can watch us on YouTube at RetroGamersPodcast, or you can email us at email@theretrogamers.com. And I think it might be time to have myself a butter twist.
Oh, I need to drink milk now just looking at that.
I can't wait. Look at all the sugar.
Forget about it. It's amazing. Yes. FedEx, overnight me one now.
All right. I'll just load up my suitcase.
Awesome. Where will you be next week? Will you be with us next week?
I will still be traveling overseas, but we will be recording, but I will be coming to you from another country.
Fair enough. I like it. All right. Ant, have fun. Enjoy your time.
Thank you. You have yourself a good week as well.
Will do. And when you come down from that sugar rush, we'll talk.
I'll be sleeping.
And we'll catch you everywhere next week on the Retro Gamers Podcast.